You are listening to the audio production of How Should We Develop Biblical Friendship by Joel R. Beakey and Michael A. G. Haken, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage Books and is read by William Saris. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. Today's culture does not provide great encouragement for the nurture and development of deep, long-lasting, satisfying friendships. Such friendships take time and sacrifice. Early 21st century Western culture emphasizes extreme busyness and, as a rule, promotes receiving and possessing more than sacrificing and giving. What is especially disturbing is that the values of Western Christianity often appear to be similar to those of the surrounding culture. As C.S. Lewis noted in his Screwtape Letters, an ingenious commentary on spiritual warfare from the viewpoint of the devil, in modern Christian writings, there are few of the old warnings about worldly vanities, the choice of friends, and the value of time. He is undoubtedly correct when it comes to the topic of friendship. Up until the last decade or so, books on Christian friendship were few and far between. Thankfully, this is beginning to change. Change it must, for friendship is one of the primary means God uses to strengthen His people. If our generation of believers gives little thought to this marvelous vehicle of divine grace, we will be the poorer for it. In what follows, then, we will explore what the Bible and some of our Christian forebears have said regarding friendship, and then look at the way the rich experience of friendship in the past can be recaptured today. In the ancient world, friendship was deemed to be of such vital importance that the Greek philosopher Plato, circa 428 to circa 348 BC, devoted an entire book, the Lysis, as well as substantial portions of two other books, the Phaedrus and the Symposium, to a treatment of its nature. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, the other leading thinker of the classical Greek period, also considered the topic of friendship significant enough that two of the 10 books of the Nicomachean Ethics, his major work on ethical issues, discuss it. For the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans, friendship stood as one of the highest ideals of human life. Friendship in the Holy Scriptures. While we do not find such extended discussions of friendship in the Scriptures, the Bible speaks more about friendship than is often realized. Supreme friendship is reflected in God Himself, in the amazing love that exists between the three persons of the Trinity. The Apostle John expresses the love of the Father and the Son for each other 17 times, for example, John chapter 3, verse 35. That covenantal love within the Godhead from eternity expresses itself in God's covenantal love to His people in time through the gospel. Because of that covenantal love, God could call Abraham His friend, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. God's covenantal love to His unworthy people reflects an amazing depth when Jesus prays to His Father in John chapter 17, verse 23, that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Scripture also gives marvelous illustrations of what friendship should be. There is the covenantal friendship of David and Jonathan, for instance, a good example of a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, or that of Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi, proof that a friend loveth at all times, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Indeed, throughout Proverbs, that compendium on how to live wisely in this world, there are nuggets of advice about having friends and keeping them. These texts leave the impression that the world of the Bible regarded friendship as an important part of life. Two central ideas are found in the biblical representation of friendship. The first is that friendship involves mutual love and the knitting together of souls. Deuteronomy provides the earliest mention of this when it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?